amen and amen. I want to tell you, we just about had a spell this morning. Amen and amen. Thank you, choir, Chris. Thank you, Mr. Middleton and Bobby. We are so glad to have you back. Wonderfully bless you for having worship with us this morning. Let me ask that you look, please, to the passage, one of the passages listed in your worship guide this morning, Philippians chapter 2. While you're finding that, I'll be reading verses 5 through 11. And then I'm just going to reference some of the other passages that you find there. If you hear anything this morning that sounds familiar, it's because we're preaching this morning on the one thing, which is the reason why we're all here today. It's why any of us is ever here on Sunday to celebrate the fact that we worship a resurrection Savior and a coming King. Everything is in the hands of the resurrection Christ. And so this morning we're talking about the centrality of our gospel message. Jesus died, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Did not the disciples say on the Emmaus road as they talked with Jesus, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked with us along the way? There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Say it with me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Paul said, let this mind be in verse 5 of chapter 2 of the wonderful book of Philippians, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who, speaking of Christ, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery or something to be clung to, to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, very literally, the Greek says he emptied himself and poured himself out on the cross and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I want to share with you what Paul referenced as the name above all names. God's given the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. May I say just briefly this morning and make it perfectly clear. Thank God, I believe probably the great majority of those of you here this morning have already given your hearts and lives to the Lord Jesus and are wonderfully saved. And I pray that that's the case. But there may be somebody here this morning who may be here as a guest or may even be a member of this church, or you may be here as a first-time guest, and you haven't yet discovered what it means to know the full pardon of sin through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Well, I want to tell you this morning, you'll have an opportunity in just a few moments to give your heart and life to the Lord, and this could be the greatest day of your entire life, because we're going to talk about, in just a moment, the name above all names. In the book of Acts, the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other name other than the name whereby we must be saved, the name of Jesus. In Romans 1:4, I love this passage. In Romans 1:4, Paul said, Jesus is declared to be, that word declared is a word that was used of a king coming in from a battle, and the army is following him into the gates of Jerusalem, and the choir is singing as the army comes through the gates and welcoming the soldiers home. And Paul said, by the resurrection, Jesus is declared. The trumpets of heaven have blown, saying, Jesus is indeed the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. I have a strife to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I want to encourage you, don't try to take notes this morning. You won't be able to keep up with me. I feel like a racehorse at the Kentucky Derby, and they just opened the gate, and the bell is going, and turn it loose. I can't be responsible for anything from this point on. I've been beside myself this morning. The music has been absolutely amazing. The sweet spirit, the sweet fellowship. But I want us to look for just a moment on this wonderful Easter Sunday, on the name above all names, and talk about why there's never been another like Jesus. Scripture says, His name is the only name given among men whereby we must be saved. Why is it such a wonderful and glorious and magnificent name? First of all, because we need to understand that the name of Jesus is a selfless name. He left heaven for you and for me. I've been watching the news this week, as have you, and our neighbors to the north of us in the Covington area and other areas are in such need of help. And I've been so delighted to see people respond and volunteer and go with debris removal and clothes and food and other ways to help. And I thought about the message this morning that when Jesus looked down from glory, He saw a world full of people who were hopeless. He saw a world full of people who were helpless. He saw a world full of people who were homeless and people who were hungry and destitute. Why is His name above all names? Because no one ever cared for me like Jesus. He left the throne room of heaven because He saw what He saw in our hearts and lives. He saw those of us who were hopeless. His is a selfless name. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed with His precious blood. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. His name is a selfless name. You'll never know how much God loves you until you go to Calvary's cross to see Jesus hanging between two thieves, nailed with nails and crowned with thorns for you and for me. The name of Jesus is a selfless name. The name which is above all names, the name of Jesus is also a suffering name. Last Sunday, we preached on the cross, the day that Jesus died. Dr. R.G. Lee said, one of the first times I ever heard him preach, the great prince of preachers, he said, "You'll never know how much God loves you. You'll never know how much God cares for you until you go to the cross and see Jesus dying in our place on Calvary." The cross is the only place you can see the full measure of the love of God for sinners. Before time ever began, Jesus, His ordained, would go to Calvary's cross and die in our place. And we sing, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Paul said, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was upon that cross where the greatest and the most horrific agony in the world took place, because Jesus bore all of our sins. Think about it. He bore the curse for all of our sins. He bore the penalty for all of our sins on Calvary's cross. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe.
Amen.
Before time ever began, it was determined that this world would become an altar where the Lamb of God would voluntarily lay down His life for our sins. If this world would become a workshop where God would forge the plan of redemption for man. And as we look at the cruelty and the crime and the curse of the cross, we're aware that Jesus is the name above all names, because it is a selfless name and it is a suffering name. No one ever died like Jesus. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. I will sing of my Redeemer of his wondrous love for me. I left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say he was rejected so you and I could be accepted. He was cursed so that you and I might be blessed. He was deserted so that we might be adopted into the family of faith. He bore our hell so that we could go to a place called heaven. He is named Jesus, and his name is above all names. Why? Why is his name above all names? It's a selfless name. Why is his name above all names? Because it is a suffering name. But I love this one. Why is the name of Jesus above all names? Because it is a sufficient name. Wherefore, Jesus died on our cross, died on the cross in our place, and now the Bible says we are, now listen, more than conquerors through him that loved us. Jesus didn't just die to keep us out of hell. He did do that. But he wanted to get heaven into us. He wanted to make us more than conquerors through Christ, through the living Christ, who gives us the power to be victorious in this life today through Christ Jesus, the resurrection. Why is his name above all names? Because his is a sufficient name. Me of sin the double cure, saved from wrath and made me pure. Someone once wrote, at the cross the vagabonds come and are adopted into the family of God. It's the cross where the hungry come and find the bread of life. It's to the cross where the thirsty come and find living water. It's to the cross the condemned come and find pardon. It's at the cross where the troubled find peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And his is the name above every name. I like this one. And I just want to just tell you that I find myself trying to describe the vast expansion of the ocean. I feel like someone has been given the task of taking a teaspoon and dipping out to Gulf of Mexico. It's just a task larger than man can do. How do you describe the resurrected Christ? Well, one way is realizing he is the sovereign Lord. Sovereign. His name is above all others. I like this one. I've shared this with you before, but I love it. Dr. S.N. Watkers was preaching at the Southern Baptist Convention years ago. And through my years as a pastor, one of the things that I remember and have such great reflections of are occasions that we had God moments at the convention. I remember going to Dallas. We had the convention, and Dr. Criswell was preaching the First Baptist Dallas. And I walked into that room where 45,000 people were singing the wonderful songs of Zion and the wonderful hymns of God's praise. 45,000 folks. And I was blessed beyond measure. But one of the things that blessed me at those conventions was hearing some of the greatest preachers that I'd ever heard, some of God's prince and preachers. One of them was S.M. Walkeridge. Now, listen to what he said. He said, Jesus did not take out a copyright on the song that the birds sang. He is Lord. Jesus designed every mountain, every valley, every river, every stream and ocean. He is the architect of eternity. He is the artist of the ages. He painted every sunrise and every sunset. As only S.M. Walkeridge could say, as in that wonderful way that black preachers have of preaching, S.M. Lockhart said, Jesus is the name above all names because he is unparalleled and unprecedented. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He is irresistible and is irreplaceable. S.M. Lockhart said he is indescribable and incomprehensible. He is unique and he is unfathomable. I like this one. I don't know how creative he was to come up with this, but here it is. Just suppose somebody were to interview Jesus and say, Jesus, you're the one whose name is above every name. What is there about you that we need to know? Jesus, tell us about your name and what it means, how significant it is. Don't miss this. Mm-hmm. Jesus would have said, on my mother's side, I'm Jesus. But on my father's side, I am Emmanuel, God from the beginning. Jesus, what about your home? On my mother's side, I was born in Bethlehem and raised in Nazareth. But on my father's side, my home is in a place called Glory. Jesus, how old are you? Well, on my mother's side, I was a baby, a 12-year-old boy, and a grown man, 32 years old. But on my father's side, I'm the Ancient of Days. Amen. Without beginning of days or ending of days. Jesus, what do you do for a living? What's your occupation? Jesus might have said, on my mother's side, I'm a carpenter. But on my father's side, I'm the kinsman redeemer. Yes. Glory, hallelujah. Yes. Jesus, tell us about your family a little bit. Well, on my mother's side, Jesus might have said, I've got brothers and sisters. But on my father's side, I'm the only begotten of the Father and the Son of God. When, Jesus, did all this take place? Well, on my mother's side, I was. And on my father's side, I am. He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
He is awesome.
He is Lord because of His name. Now, just kind of, several years ago, Libby and I were out in a revival in a church in Huntsville, Alabama. And I remember this so well because we trailered our motorcycle up there. And I want you to, for those of you here are guests, I want you to picture me on a motorcycle. I love horses. I had to quit riding them because of the ASPCA. But I love riding motorcycles. I almost had to quit riding motorcycles because somebody said one day I redefined the term hangover. We're running a ride one day, and the pastor's wife, just a sweet lady, just as cute as she can be, she said, I've never ridden one of these things before. Will y'all let me ride with y'all? And so there was a man in the church with the motorcycle. He said, sure, Paula, you can ride with us. You can ride on the back with me. And sweet lady was riding on the back with me. And heaven's angels, I guess is what we were. And I remember looking over at the pastor's wife, Paula, and just as earnestly as she could, she was looking around, somewhat distressed, and she was concerned. I said, Paula, what's wrong? And she said, where is the seat belt? I will tell you, the next few moments, you might need a seat belt if you can hang on. If you don't have a seat belt, just hang on to your neighbor. He is Lord because of His name. He is the Amen. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Almighty, the Advocate, the Anointed, the Ancient of Days, the Author and Finisher of our faith. You can say it again whenever you're ready. He's the Atoner for sin. He's the Arrester of the soul. There's nobody like Jesus. He's the bridge to heaven, the bishop of our souls. He's the bridegroom and the balm of Gilead. He is Bethlehem's babe and the beloved son. He's our burden bearer, the bright and the morning star. We're talking about Jesus. His name is above every name. He's the blood of the everlasting covenant, the bread of life, the brightness of the Father's glory. He is the captain of the conquerors. He is the Christ, the counselor, the comforter, the creator, the cornerstone, the crucified one, and our city of refuge. There's nobody, folks, like Jesus. He's the day star. He's the door. He's the deliverer of the captives. He's the desire of the nations. I like this. He's the Daniel Lion's Tamer and the dearest of 10,000 to my soul. Amen and amen. He is the eternal one, the everlasting Father, the evangelist of eternity, the one who is excellent in all of His name. He is the Father to the fatherless, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the friend of sinners, the foundation of the church. He's the first fruits of the resurrection. By the way, that'll preach, folks. He is the first fruits. When the ancient Jew would bring in the first fruits, they would offer them at the altar as an offering to God on the harvest that is yet to come. Just as Jesus rose out of that grave, every child of God who's gone before us in death, whose spirit is with the Lord, when the long trumpet of the Lord sounds, and the angels of God come to see Jesus and the clouds of glory, every graveyard in this world where saints of God are buried will look like you plowed down. God will set them free. He is the resurrection, the first fruits of the resurrection. He is the forerunner. He is the fountain of living water. He is the fourth man in the fire. Yes. He is the fairest of 10,000 in my soul. I'm trying to tell you, He's Lord, and ain't nobody, not Jim Bradley, this good theology. Amen. Nobody like Jesus. He is the governor. He's God. He's glorious Lord. He's the good shepherd, the giver of life, and the great physician. He's the gateway to glory. He's hell's dread and heaven's wonder. He's the horn of salvation, the Holy One of Israel, the head of the church, the heir of all things. He is our hope, our helper, our healer, and our high priest. There's no other name like the name of Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the great I am, the immortal one, the infinite one, the inheritance of the saints. He is Jesus, the justifier, the judge, our joy, and our jubilee.
Amen.
He is the keeper of the keys, our kinsman redeemer, and the King of Kings, all our kids. He's the lover of my soul, the Lord of Lords. He's the Lamb and the light of the world. He is our life, our lawgiver, our liberator, our lily of the valley, and the living stone. Nobody like Jesus. He's the master of the mighty, the Messiah, the messenger of God, and the man of sorrows. He is the mighty God, the miracle worker, the mediator between God and man. Cheer up, we're almost there. He is the Nazarite, He's the new covenant. His is the name above all names. He's the Omega, the offering of God, the obedient Son. He is our righteousness, He is the only begotten Son of the Father.
Amen.
He is our prophet, our priest, our propitiation, our Passover lamb, and the Prince of Peace. The pillar of fire by night, the pillar of cloud by day. He is our perfect provider, the quiet of the storm, the quick and powerful Word of God. He is our Redeemer, the Rock of Ages, our refuge in the refiner's fire, and the ruler of the nations, and the resurrection, and the life.
Amen.
He is the ransom for our soul, the rose of Sharon, the root of David, the returning King. This is one of my favorites. The rider on the white horse, the restorer of all which is lost, the reigning Lord. He is Savior and the suffering servant, the stone, the sacrifice, the sinless one, the shepherd, the son of brightness, or righteousness, excuse me, the son of God and the son of man. He is the tree of life. He is the tabernacle. He is the teacher. He is truth. He is the unction of the Spirit. He is the true vine and victorious one. He is the way, the witness, the wonderful word and wisdom of God. He is yesterday, today, and forever. And He is Zion's righteous prince. Mm-hmm. All hail the power of Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal of thy head and crown Him Lord of all.
Amen.
He said, give the Lord a hand. But I want to tell you before we close, the name of Jesus is above all names because it's a selfless name, it's a sovereign name, it's a suffering name, it's a supreme name, but it's also a saving name. I've got good news. Think on the cross. So Jesus, Lord, remember me today, and Jesus said to him, today after me is me in paradise, divine feet. Rejoice to see that fountain in His name. And there may I, with violence healed, wash all my sins away. The blind man said, I was blind before Jesus came along. Now I see because of Jesus. And the deaf man could hear, and the mute man could speak. A woman with a well who had been searching for life found living water. And a dying thief found hope in his last moments of life. The name of Jesus is the name of saving name. For whosoever shall call to the name of the Lord shall be saved. But as many as received him, to them gave him power and the right to become the sons of God. Neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Today we celebrate, we praise, we give honor and glory to the one whose name is above every name, for he is Lord. The question is he your Lord? Is he your Master? Is he your Savior? Would you bow with me, please?